基督的名，阿门。好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，我们又在一起敬拜主。
Praise the Lord. We have today we are gathering together to worship Him.
好，我们今天要十月开始，我们要来看一个题目，叫做“我们却是天上的国民”。
So we're going to talk about today. Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们会用接下来这一次跟接下来十月剩下时间，我们会来在这个主题上面，我们会有一些的这个思想也一起来学习。
We share this topic throughout October.
好，我们大家知道哈，就是我周五才刚从外面回来。
So you may or may not know, I just returned from Taiwan last Friday.
对，所以我的还在倒时差当中。
I'm still adjusting my jet lag.
所以昨天晚上都不敢睡觉哈，怕一睡到今天早上就起不来了。
I was a little concerned going to sleep last night. I worried about not waking up this morning in time.
大家知道哈，我来自的一个地方哈，就是他们台湾它是一个承认双重国籍的一个国家。
You may or may not know that Taiwan will take dual citizenship.
所以当我拿到这个美国国籍之后呢，我通常都是带着两本护照，这样进出美国我用美国护照，然后进出台湾我用台湾护照。
So once I attain the citizenship in the U.S., I will bring me two passports when I travel to Taiwan. And when I go into Taiwan, I use the Taiwanese passport. And I come back to the States, I'll use the American passport.
然后好像每一次就是我拿到美国护照的时候，就提醒我说，哦，我是美国人。然后我拿到台湾护照的时候，哦，我是台湾人。
And it seems that every time I use a different passport, I was reminded I belong to a different identity.
然后我回到我出生的地方用这个台湾的护照，我觉得这是理所当然的事情。
So it seems natural that I have an identity of the place that I was born with.
但是这一次因为教会的事情多哈，这可能是一个借口。反正就是我到临要出门准备上搭飞机的时候，去找护照的时候，才发觉到台湾护照过期了。
So I didn't realize that before I realized just when I was boarding the air flight that my passport from Taiwan is expired.
所以我这一次从美国到台湾，我全程都是用的是美国护照。
So I had to use an American passport throughout the travel.
然后我第一次进台湾的这个海关的时候，我被排到那个外国人的地方。
So this was the first time I was queuing in line for the people from foreigners.
除了那个队伍比较长之外，那种感觉你知道吗？你第一次觉得说你要回去的地方，竟然你是一个外国人。
This was actually the first time that I had this feeling that I'm going in as a foreigner.
这是一种蛮奇妙的感觉。
It's a very tricky feeling.
这就让我想到，我们基督徒实际上也是有双重国籍。的人
so it does remind me that us as Christians, we also have dual citizenship.
我不晓得你是不是也像我过去一样，身上带着两本护照。
I don't know whether you just like me in the past, taking two passports with you.
或是你觉得有一本护照是等到有一天才会用得上的。
Or maybe you're thinking one of the passports was used.Sometime in the future.
就是要等到要上天堂的时候，我们才需要用到这个天堂的护照。
Maybe we only need that when we go to heaven.
如果我们有这样想法的话，我相信你那个护照是等使用的。
Well, if that's what you're thinking, then that passport is there just for the day that you die.
但是我们今天要看到。保罗告诉我们说，我们不是等死的一群人，我们是天上的国民。
And yet, Paul told us today that we are not a group of people that waiting to die, but we are citizens in heaven.
所以，我们今天就要借着腓立比书，我们一起来腓立比书的三章十七到二十一节，我们一起来思想保罗如何借着这一段的经文来教导我们如何活出， 我们是天上国民这样一个身份。
So let's look today through Philippians 3:17 through 21 at how what Paul teaches us how we live out a life in citizenship in heaven.
好，我们先来一起念英文的吧，这一段的经文念一次，腓立比书3:17-21，我们一起来。
So let's read that in English. Brothers, join in imitating me.And keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their value. Their glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things.But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it will be a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
好，我们再来一起念中文，念一次《腓立比书》3:17-21，我们一起来。
弟兄们，要以同效法我，也当努力看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在有留言告诉你们，他们的结局。
从这段经文当中，我们看见保罗教导我们如何活出天上国民。第一个功课就是我们要在榜样中生活。
So we can see that Paul teaches us the way that live out a citizenship in heaven. The first thing is to live by example.
对，因为我们所处的这个环境是一个与基督教强调的人生观、价值观、世界观完全不同的世界。
As we know that we live in this society that holds the value that's contradictory to our Christian faith.
所以在这样的一个不友善的环境当中，我们如何活出天上国民的样式？这保罗告诉我们的第一个功课就是要在榜样中生活。
So Paul told us that to live out a citizenship in heavenly citizenship in this world, the first thing is to live by example.
所以他在一开头的地方他说：“你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。”
So first of all, Paul said, "You have to join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us."
所以保罗告诉我们说，怎么样子活出天上国民的样式？第一个功课就是我们要找到一个我们可以效法的对象。
So Paul told us the first lesson we have to learn is to find someone who walk in Christ so that we can follow his example.
然后在生活当中按着这个效法对象。的样式来生活。
Then we imitate him in our lives.
其实我们很多时候，其实我们所生活的这个世界，处处都充满着各样让我们效法、模仿的对象。
So in our society, it's full of people who have different characters that we can imitate.
特别是在这个社交媒体非常发达的时代，这些社交媒体实际上就加速了大家彼此的相互模仿或者是相互竞争。
So in our society, it's a world of social media, and it promotes such imitation.
我们看这些的社交媒体，我们看到这些我们认识的人或是我们喜欢的人，他们美好的样式的时候，我们羡慕，我们就会模仿，我们就会效法。
So in those social media, when we see someone that we like or someone we desire to become to, we will try to imitate what they do.
所以实际上我们是知道如何去模仿，如何去效法的。
So we know how to imitate others.
特别是当我们心中有一些我们所心仪的偶像明星的时候，
especially when we do have some idols，
不管是这个打球的，不管是唱歌的，
whether it's a star, movie star, or a famous singer，
任何一个你所心仪的对象，他们的穿着、他们的喜好、他们的言行举止，都会不知不觉的被我们给模仿。
Whoever this person is, you would like to imitate what they do and maybe what they wear.
我们会特别的注视他们的一切，然后想要在让他们一切复制在我们的生活中。
We tend to pay attention to all their details in life and try to copy what they do.
所以在信仰的道路上面，我们同样需要有这样子的让我们可以效法或者羡慕的对象。
So in our journey of faith, we also need to find people that we can follow, we can imitate.
当我们想到基督信仰的时候，我不晓得你第一个想到谁是你可以效法或者模仿的对象。
So when you think about your Christian faith, who is this person that you are in your mind that you are thinking of imitating?
当然，这种题目的标准答案。正面的一定是主耶稣嘛，对不对
？Of course, you can think of Jesus Christ.
哪一个人会说我不愿意效法主耶稣的
？Nobody would say that would not follow Jesus Christ.
可是，如果我们说我们要效法主耶稣，那主耶稣他哪一些的事情有一个具体的和你现在时空背景条件之下让你可以效法的一个东西呢？
So if you're saying that I would mimic or imitate Jesus Christ, is there anything specific that you could do in this current society and day?
我相信我们每个人都想要效法主耶稣，或者我们都想要效法圣经当中许多伟大的一些属灵人物。
I believe many of us will desire to become one of those, either Jesus Christ or one of those examples in the Bible.
但是这些人可能他们离我们太远了，或者他们早已经被我们神圣化到我们无法去模仿、无法去效法的地步。
And yet, you may think that these examples either they are too far away from us, or they're a god that they, what they do that it's it's impossible for us to do just like that.
你会说我想要。我羡慕摩西，他的忠心，我羡慕保罗他的传福音的热忱，但是我不是他们。
You may think that I would envy, I would like to imitate Moses, his faith, and Paul, his enthusiasm to follow Christ.
所以保罗对他当时的这些的人，就是腓立比写腓立比书的这腓立比教会的人，他没有告诉腓立比教会的人说你们要效法耶稣，他没有告诉腓立比教会的人你们要效法摩西，他却直接的告诉腓立比教会的人说你们要效法我。
So when Paul wrote the letter Philippians, he didn't tell people in the church of Philippi that to imitate Jesus Christ.But he asked them to imitate himself.
因为耶稣、摩西、大卫这些都是离腓立比教会人很远的这些的圣经人物。
And the examples in the Old Testament, like Moses or David, they were not contemporary to the time.
但是保罗却是跟他们活在同一个时空，面对同样的问题，有同样的挣扎的。同一个世代的人。
And yet Paul was there with them, present together with them.
所以我们要效法耶稣，我们就要在我们的时空或者我们所处的这个环境当中找到一个可以让我们效法的对象，从他身上去学习效法耶稣。
So when we say we imitate Jesus Christ, we need to find an example to follow. That example is a contemporary, is someone who lived together with them.
所以保罗在这个地方，他并不是狂妄自大，高举个人崇拜。
So here Paul was not bragging himself.
而他是告诉我们一个最接地气的学习耶稣的方式。
He was just telling people a very practical way of following Christ.
所以我们今天要效法耶稣，我们要活出天上国民的样式。首先，我们就要在我们周围看一看，谁是我们可以效法的对象。
So today, when we say we want to follow Jesus, follow Christ, we need to first find out among us who is the one that we want to follow, want to imitate.
我们要在我们的环境当中找到那个保罗，找到那个我们认识，并且他跟我们活在同样的时空条件当中的可以效法的对象。
We want to find people nowadays who live among us that we would like to follow as an example.
教会生活当中会有一个问题存在，就是我们心里头实际上很骄傲，但是我们表现出来却好像很谦卑的样子。
Oftentimes there is this issue in the church that even though we feel proud of ourselves in our heart, but we behave like very humble.
我们心里头很骄傲，所以任何一个人只要碰到我们的自尊，我们马上就会爆发，我们就会生气，我们就会露了底。
So we are at heart self-proud, so that if someone say something bad about us, if someone criticizes, we will jump down to our feet.
但是，一旦要我们说我们是不是能够活出耶稣的样式出来的时候，我们又好像很谦卑，说不是我，不是我，我绝对我不配被你们给效法。
And yet, you seem when someone said, "Oh, you are setting us an example for following Christ," you would say, "No, that's not me."
所以保罗他在这个地方教导我们一个功课，就是在一些带领人认识基督、效法基督的功课上，我们不应当只是自表谦卑。
So Paul here is telling us that when leading other people to follow Christ, we should not be just appear. We should not just appear humble.
我们要学习保罗那个愿意挺身活出一个可以成为众人榜样的生活样式的那个信心、决心跟勇气。
We should follow Paul's example in his determined to follow Christ and proclaim to be an example of to follow Christ.
我相信神在我们每一个人的身上至少给我们一个恩赐，当我们信主的时候。
I believe that God has given us at least one gift when we became a believer.
这个恩赐就是当我们活出这个恩赐的时候，就是别人可以效法我们的东西。
So this is a gift that God gave us that when we live it out, and this will become an example to the others.
所以基督徒的团体实际上就是一个互相学习、互相模仿的团体。
So in our church, a Christian society, it's a society that people will learn from one another and imitate from one another.
我们互相模仿，但是我们不互相竞争。
We imitate one another, but it's not competing with others.
我们互相模仿，所以我们可以一起前进。
We imitate one another so that we can walk together.
所以我们就能够成为彼此属灵成长路上的那些的路标。
So we can become those signs on the way that are going to carrying out our faith journey.
我们也可以成为我们在人生的道路当中一起往前跑的那个跑步的同伴。
Then we will become the companion runner to one another.
听说很多这个跑步训练，一个人跑是跑不出进步出来的，一定要几个人一起跑才能够互相的激励，互相的督促调整。
So in training for running, it's very difficult for someone to be trained alone. You have to have a group of people who run with you.
我们可以成为别人的路标，使得别人往前走的道路不会迷路。
So we can become a sign to others so that they will not lost in their journey.
别人的榜样的学习可以成为我们往前跑的那个陪伴我们继续跑下去的那个陪跑的。
So also we have the companion runners who will run with us, so we are not alone.
所以如何活出天上国民的第一个特点，我们就是要能够找到那个模仿的对象，在效法中生活。
So the first lesson we learn to be a citizen in heaven is to find the example that we want to mimic and we walk with them.
这张照片是我在台湾的时候，因为我家附近有一个我们一个大学哈，我每天早上很早起来，我就去那边 走那个操场。
So this picture shows a college that's near where I lived in Taiwan. This is their field.
走操场有一个好处，就是你边走你可以边祷告，边走你可以边想很多这些的经文。
So every morning I rode and walked the sport field and meditate and pray.
然后也可以看到这个操场上各色各样的人，各种年龄的人。
And I could see that various people in the sport field.
大家知道我回来前一个礼拜，正好台湾有一个很强的台风来。
So week before I came back, there's a very strong storm in Taiwan.
就在那个台风来的那一天的那个早上，结果我还是去那边走的时候，我就看到操场上竟然还有几个人在那边跑步。
In the morning before that typhoon hit Taiwan, I went the same way as I did before, and I still found people were running in the track.
我就看到这三个人，他们是很整齐的，这样一列的这样子，一直在跑，一直在往前跑。
And I saw those three athletes, they were running together.
这三个人里头，其中有一个人，他会告诉另外两个人说，我们现在跑的步伐应该多少，我们跑的速度是多少。
And one of the three is setting the pace to the group that how fast they would run.
然后另外两个就跟着他所调整的步伐跟调整的速度，继续的往前跑。
And the other two would just follow what he does.
所以我看到这一幕的时候，就让我想到我们的人生很多时候就好像这一幕场景一样。
And this reminds me how our life is like.
也就是我们很多时候，我们的人生不见得每天都是天色常蓝。
And many times our life is not a smooth sail.
我们往前跑的道路不见得每一个路都是平坦，都是没有湿没有滑的道路。
And our daily life is not always that easy.
常常我们的人生当中会遇到台风。
We might have storms in our lives.
会有天后不佳的时候。
We might have unexpected happens.
我们脚下的道路常常会湿滑。
And our path is not always the best.
所以我们在往前跑的时候，我们需要有人不断地告诉我们，调整我们的步伐，调整我们的速度，使得我们不会因为路上太滑而跌倒。
So when we run, we walk our lives, we need someone behind or beside us who remind us of how to adjust our pace to best fit this environment.
或者因为我们的速度没有调整好，使得我们前面跑得很快，后面就体力不支的跑不下去了。
But sometimes we were not adjusted to the best, so that we might have run too fast and then out of strength towards the end.
这是在榜样中的生活。
So this is a living out, living a life from example.
我们有时候是引路人，我们有时候是陪跑人，我们有时候是被引路的人。
So sometimes we're leaders in this. Sometimes we're a companion runner, and sometimes we're the person who's being led.
基督的信仰就是在这样一个模仿学习当中传承下去。
And this is the life of a Christian as we imitate, as we follow, as we lead.
我们应当要当仁不让地成为别人可以效法的榜样。
And we should set us as an example for others to follow.
让人看见我们像耶稣的行为或者像耶稣的举止。
So that people can see in us a Christ-like behavior.
但是我们很多时候我们在教会生活当中常常会有意无意的相互影响，往坏的方向影响，相互拆毁。
And yet sometimes in our church life, we maybe unconsciously led to a way of destruction and negative impact on the others.
有人想要好好的开始好好读经的时候呢，可能就会被别人嘲笑说，哎呀，你不要假了，你这个样子你根本不可能 读得下去的。
So when someone started make a decision, try to read the Bible, and there comes someone else, they would say, well, you are not necessarily doing the best.
有人想要努力的遵守神的话，在道德在生活方面有所坚持的时候，我们可能就会嘲笑说，哎呀，你要做牧师吗？你干嘛要这个样子？
And someone may be laughed at if you make the decision to follow God, and maybe they would say, are you trying to be a pastor or something?
特别是我们在我们青少年当中，我们常常会因为同侪的压力而不敢做神要我们做的对的事。
And this could be especially an issue among teenagers out of the peer pressure.
这样的拆毁实际上是与主耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩相违背的。
This is contradictory to what Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
行这样事的人就是保罗在后面所讲到的基督十字架的仇敌。
And those who did these are what, like what Paul said later, the enemies of Christ.
所以第二个我们要注意的事情就是保罗这个地方提醒我们的要在警醒中生活。
So the second lesson we should learn is to live on guard.
他在十八、十九节那个地方让我们看见说许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
So in verse 18, it said, for many of whom I often told you, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ.
保罗在这个地方说许多人行事是基督十字架仇敌，并且他是流泪的告诉腓立比教会这件事情。
And Paul especially saying that he was telling them in tears.
显然这些许多人不是没信主的人，不是所谓的教外人士。
So apparently those who Paul was referring to are not people outside the church. They are people in the church.
他们应当是信主的，并且甚至他们是对其他人有一些影响力的教会人士。
And they were supposed to be brothers and sisters in the church, and some of them may even be in the leadership position.
虽然是他们有影响力，但是他们的影响力带出来的却是负面的影响。
Although they have their influence over the congregation, but their influence is negative.
所以保罗说他们是基督十字架的仇敌。
That's why Paul said they are the enemies of the Christ of the cross of Christ.
这是一个非常严重的指控。
So this is a very serious accusation.
就是说，有人以为自己跟随主往前走，却是在做拆毁十字架救恩的工作。
So this is someone who thought he was following Christ, yet their behavior led to destruction.
就是箴言十四章十二节那个地方讲到了，有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
And this is like what's stated in Proverbs 14:12. There was a way that seems right to a man, but its end is way to death.
所谓的人以为正的路，通常是容易的路。宽敞的路， 或者是大家都容易接受的路。
And the way that seems right is usually a way that's easy to go. It's the way that most people would walk on.
也就是说，可能是世界所认同，或者是与世界妥协的路。
And that could have been a way that identified itself with the world.
也就是我们刚刚讲到的，你可能礼拜天的时候拿着天上国民的护照进入教会。礼拜天之后，你又拿着地上国民的护照进入到地上的世界。
It's just like on Sundays, you take your passport, a heavenly passport, and come to church. And the rest of the week, you would just take your worldly passport and stay in the world.
我们以为我们两边讨好，结果我们两头落空。
We thought we.Got the benefit of both worlds, but yet our effort went in vain.
因为这些人，他们不肯效法基督的死，使得基督的生就没有办法在他们当中产生。
Because those people who were not willing to take the shape with Jesus in his death, and Jesus' resurrection has nothing to do with them.
所以他们所表现出来的就是基督十字架的仇敌。
And so they became an enemy of the cross of Christ.
就是自己不靠近主，并且还阻挡别人靠近主。
So what they did is not only they kept away from the Christ, they also prevented others from following Christ.
所以腓立比保罗接着就告诉我们说，他们这样子的人的特性是什么
？So that's what Paul said afterwards. What these people are like?
他们的结局是沉沦。
Their end is this destruction.
也就是说，他们走下去就是死路一条。
Their way will lead to a dead end.
因为你整个的方向是错的，所以你一直走下去。绝对不可能到达你想要到的地方。
So you have your direction totally wrong, so we will not get to the destination that you would like to.
也就好像说一个足球比赛，如果你一直往那个错的那个球门射的话，你即使射进的那一球也不算是得分的。
This is like in a soccer game, even if you.Get a goal, but if it's the wrong goal, and it wouldn't count.
所以他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。
So that's why Paul said their God is their belly.
他们的神表明的是说，他们所高举、他们所看重的就是他们自己自我的满足。
When Paul says their God, he's referring to that what they value the most.
所以。这样子的一种的价值观，实际上跟没有信主的时候价值观是没有什么差别的。
So this kind of value does not differ from what they had before they became Christian.
他们甚至以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
And they even take glory in their shame and their mindset on the earthly things.
也就是说，这些的人。他们会以为他们做了一些聪明的事情，没有被别人发现。虽然这是神不喜悦的，但是他们觉得他们是聪明的，这叫做以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And they were doing things that they thought is good, and they thought they're smart, and what their intention was not discovered by others.
所以保罗说这些。基督十字架的仇敌，他们最终的结局，因为没有基督在他们的生命当中，最终的结局就是死路一条。
So Paul was saying that those who live without Christ, their end is destruction.
我们虽然可以说我们信主。我们基督徒，但是如果基督不在我们的生命当中，我们就只是徒劳无功，而不是基督徒。
Yet, as we claim to be Christians, if we don't have Christ in us, we don't live out a Christ-like life, our effort is meaningless.
所以保罗让我们看见如何成为天如何活出天上的国民，我们不只是要在警醒中生活，我们更重要的是我们要在盼望中生活。
And Paul also told us that to be a citizen in heaven, not only we need to live on guard, we also need to live in hope.
在盼望中生活，他这个地方讲到是说，因为我们是天上的国民，我们要清楚知道我们这个身份。
And Paul was reminding us, because our citizenship is in heaven, we have to be aware of our identity.
我们既然是天上的国民，我们就要活出天上国民的样式。
And we have to live out a behavior or a life that matches our identity.
在保罗所处的时代当中，罗马公民不论是生下来就是罗马公民，或是后来得到这个身份，无论他们在哪里，他们始终要在他们的身上看见罗马的色彩。
In the days of Paul, a citizen, a Roman, whether he was born a Roman citizen or naturalized into the citizenship, he would have to live out a life that's like Romans.
他们穿罗马人的衣服。
They would dress like Romans.
他们接受罗马地方官员的统治。
They will obey the Romans rules. Rules.
他们说罗马官方的语言。
They spoke Romans official language.
初期是希腊话，后来是拉丁话。
So it would be Greek to start with, and then Latin.
他们秉行罗马律法，施行公义。
So they would follow all the rules and regulations of Roman government.
他们不论走到天涯海角，仍然专一地保持自己是罗马人的身份。
So wherever they go and they were, they would keep their Roman citizenship.
所以保罗在这个地方借着腓立比人都懂得的这个罗马人 的身份的话，告诉他们说，正如你们这些获准成为罗马公民的殖民地的子民，你一旦成为了罗马公民，永远不会忘记自己是罗马人。
So Paul here was using that Roman citizenship as an example, explaining that if now that you are a Roman citizen, you will have to remember that wherever you are a Roman citizen.
我们今天信了耶稣，我们今天信了基督的，我们属神的人，我们是不是有像罗马人一般的自信与骄傲？
So now we are citizens of heaven. We are followers of Christ, and we are Christians. Do we have the proud like those Roman citizens had in those days?
我们是不是能够永远不要忘记我们已经是天上的国民？
Are we constantly reminding us that we are citizens in heaven?
所以我们的行事为人就当与天上国民的身份相称。
So that whatever we say, whatever we do, will identify us as the citizen in heaven.
天上国民的特征是什么？
What are the characteristics of citizens in heaven?
他这个地方讲到是我们是等候救主主耶稣基督从天上降临的一群人。
Here it says that we are a group of people who await a savior, Lord Jesus Christ, from heaven.
他这个地方讲到是等候救主降临。
Here we Paul says we await a savior,
而不是坐着那个地方什么事也不做。
When we await, we don't necessarily just sit there and do nothing.
我们很多时候，我们信了主，觉得我们或我们很怕信主，是怕我们信了主之后，我们好像什么事都不能做了。
Many times when people thinking about becoming a Christian, their concern is after.We become a Christian, there are many things that we cannot do.
那样子坐着什么事都不做，绝对不会给我们带来任何盼望。
Just sitting there doing nothing will not bring any hope to us.
那样坐着什么事都不做，那不是在等候主，而是在等死。
If you're just sitting there and doing nothing, it's not a wait of Savior, but await death.
但是保罗告诉我们说，我们不是在等死，我们是在等候救主从天上降临。
And yet Paul told us that we are waiting for a savior to come. We're not waiting for death.
那是一个真实能够带出我们活在现今苦难当中力量的一种的盼望。
And this is a hope that we have that we could, that could enable us over the challenges we currently have.
具体的说，什么叫做等候救主的生活呢？
So what is a life that awaits a savior?
就是我们要在这个过程当中活出耶稣的样式，在这个过程当中借着我们的生活更靠近耶稣。
So it is a life that we will live out Christ, and it's a life that through our lives will know Christ more.
也就是保罗他在腓立比书这本书上告诉我们的，我们要能够活出一个向下移动的生活，我们才能够在信仰的路上活出向上前进的盼望。
Paul was telling us that we have to have the downward mobility in order to move upward.
也就是我们要效法基督的死的意思，就是我们要效法基督愿意降卑自己，服侍人而不受人的服侍。
So we would like, we would become Jesus-like, coming in his death, so that we will be together with him.
这样才能够真正的活出所谓等候救主的生活。
So that we can live out a life that awaits Savior.
并且当我们在这样子，我们在不断的效法基督舍己的向下移动中，才能够使得我们更加的感受到我们离主越来越近。
So only when we are like Jesus moving downward, we can experience him.
这个所谓的向下移动是跟世界所强调的向上爬升是一个完全相反的道路。
So this downward movement is opposite to the world view of wanting to go up.
当我们愿意向下移动的时候，也就是我们愿意放下我们的主权，我们愿意听从主的差，任意调动差遣。
So when we are willing to move downward, meaning that we want to submit ourselves and obey God's will.
当我们愿意被主任意差遣调动的时候，我们在这个过程当中，我们才能够感受到那个等候主的盼望是真实的。
Only when we are willing to obey God's will can we realize or experience the true hope that we await a Savior.
我们也才能够真正的知道我们是天上的国民。
Then we will know that we are a citizen in heaven.
因为我们是能够被这一位大君王给叫得动，使得我们能够放得下，使得我们能够离得开的一群天上的国民。
So we are this group of citizens who will obey the command from the King of Kings and walk the way that he pointed to us.
我们每次回台湾都会去，几乎会去除了有些教会请我去讲道之外，我们都会去不同的教会崇拜。
So whenever I went back to Taiwan, I would like to attend worship services in different churches.
这次 Anna 跟那个师母他们刚过了这个主日，他们去台北的一所双语教会参加主日崇拜。
So the past week, my daughter Anna, my wife, went to this church who had bilingual services.
因为那个 Anna 她有一个大学的朋友，目前正在这个教会担任这个宣教士。
So one of Anna's friends in college is a missionary.
我才发觉到我去网络上看一下，发觉到这个双语教会的这些的传道人都非常的特别。
So I found out those pastors and ministers in this church are very special.
你看他这边。这个是他们的这个叫 leading pastor。
So the picture shows the leading pastor there, the gentleman.
他这个 leading pastor 呢, 他是一个韩裔的美国人。
So he was a Korean American.
他在这个加州湾区长大。
He grew up in the Bay Area in California.
然后在加州伯克莱分校取得建筑硕士的学位。
He graduated with a degree from UC Berkeley in architecture.
然后他在大学要毕业的最后一个夏天，他到东亚去宣教，在那里领受了神的呼召，立定心志，投入全职的服事。
So he went on a mission trip to Southeast Asia and got the calling from God to serve people there.
所以回到美国之后，这位后来成为 leading pastor 的这个牧师，他就进入到这个Boston 的这个 Golden Conway 神学院这个就读。So
when he went back to the States, he started his study in Golden Conway, to be trained in Bible teaching.
然后他拿到这个硕士学位之后，他在 12年到18年之间在 Boston 的 Symphony 教会参与大学事工的服事。
And then he served in the Symphony Church in Boston for 8 years from 2012 to 2018.
然后他在受差遣到台湾台北跟他的师母还有三个孩子一起在那个地方建立教会。
And then he was sent to Taiwan with his wife and three children to set up a church in Taipei.
我不晓得他当初受差遣的时候，他的心境是如何。
Not sure what he felt or he what was like when he was receiving the calling.
台湾虽然不是一个蛮荒之地，但是对于一个韩裔美人来讲，那是一个陌生之地。
Taiwan is quite a foreign place to this Korean American.
他们没有选择留在加州湾区，他们没有选择留在波士顿过安稳的生活，他们愿意放下自己的主权，让他们的主任意调动差遣他们。
So they didn't stay in the Bay Area where they grew up. They didn't stay in Boston where they were trained, but they went to Taiwan because they want to submit themselves to the calling of God.
虽然他们在那个地方建立的教会人数很少，影响有限。
Even though their church they set up still small and doesn't really have a big impact yet.
在人看来好像他们选择了一条可惜的道路。
Maybe in people's eyes that is something that they should regret for.
但是他们知道他们的身份，他们是天上的国民，所以他们乐意活出受差派到各处去服侍人的向下移动的生命。And
yet they knew that they are citizens in heaven. They would submit themselves and want to take the downward movement so to wherever they were sent to.
使得更多的人有机会听到福音。
So that more people will hear gospel.
使得更多人的生命可以得到翻转。
So that more lives will be changed.
当我们每一个天上的国民，我们愿意被我们的大君王给差派去做他要我们做的事情，而不是我们想做的事情的时候，我们正在活出天上国民的样式出来。
So when each and every one of us will be willing to submit ourselves to the calling of God, we are living out the life of a citizenship in heaven.
所以我们当中做父母的，我们是不是在这时候，我们一起来思想我们这天上国民的身份，我们留给孩子的是怎样的身教，怎样子的榜样？
So our parents here, I would like to ask you to think what kind of example you are setting to your children.
我们当中做孩子的，我们是不是能够在警醒中去学习如何过一个基督徒的生活？
And is every one of us are learning to live a life on guard as a Christian?
我们当中的每一个人， 我们是不是能够在盼望中 更多的看见我们正在靠近主，而能够有一个喜乐充满的生活。
Are we living out a life, a joyful life, that because we have this hope?
我们的喜乐如果越来越是从主，而不是从主所赏赐的祝福而来的时候，我们就越来越活出天上国民的样式。
If our joy comes from the Lord, not the blessings from the Lord, we are living out a life of heavenly citizenship.
人生很长，人生也很短。
Well, a lifetime can be long, and at the same time, it can be short.
假如我们人生只是等死，那个人生再长也是没有意义的。
If our life is destined to death and waiting for that, however long that could be, it's useless.
我们却是天上的国民，给我们的盼望在于我们是等候救主，而不是等死的一群人。
And yet, our citizenship in heaven gives us the hope that we are await a savior, not death.
愿神祝福他的话语，也帮助我们活出天上国民的样式。
May God bless us so that we live out a life of heaven.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们为我们自己来祷告。
Father, we pray for ourselves.
我们为我们对天上国民的领受来祷告。
We pray that we have the citizenship in heaven.
愿主把这样一个身份赏赐给我们的时候，更多的来提醒我们。
May you remind us when you grant us this citizenship.
让我们看见榜样，效法榜样，也成为别人的榜样。
So that we can see examples in our lives, we will mimic them, we will lead by example.
让我们不去效法这个世界，我们能够在警醒中跟随主往前。
So that we do not.Imitate this world, and we live on guard.
愿意放下我们自己，更多的被主来用
，so that we can submit ourselves and obey God.
使得那个等候救主成为一个真实的盼望
，so that the hope is real that we await the Savior.
改变我们的生命，影响我们的生活
，so change our lives and change our way of living.
使得我们身旁的人都能够蒙福。
So that our people around us will be blessed.
并且借着我们的身份荣耀主。
So your name will be glorified through our lives.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.